Hello, Prestige Heads, and welcome to American Prestige. I'm Danny Bessner, here as always with my friend and comrade Derek Davison, and we're here to give you an update on Israel's attack on Iran and other targets. So, Derek, first question, what precisely happened now that the smoke has cleared at least a little bit?
So we don't know precisely what happened because there's a different story coming out of Iran and than the one that's coming out of the U.S. Israel, to my knowledge, has not yet commented and may never officially comment on what's happened, although everybody sort of knows what went on in terms of this being an Israeli attack. What we know is that some kind of Israeli attack or some kind of attack, I guess I shouldn't say Israeli, but probably Israeli, was launched in the vicinity of the Iranian city of Isfahan early Friday morning local time. Iranian air defenses activated in Isfahan as well as I think in Tabriz and possibly other parts of the country. There were reports of explosions in Isfahan or around the city of Isfahan in Isfahan province. This is where you start to get these diverging stories, because the Iranians are saying that the explosions were just intercepts and they shot down three small drones, and that was it. That was the alpha and omega of all of this. The United States is claiming that the strike hit an Iranian target. They haven't said what the target was. It's clear that it was not a nuclear facility. There are nuclear facilities in Isfahan province. Iran's main enrichment facility at Natanz is in Isfahan province, and also there's a facility, I think, closer to the city of Isfahan for processing raw uranium into yellow cake, which is one of the steps that it goes through before you get to the enrichment stage. None of those were hit. There are other facilities in Isfahan, military facilities, air bases, air defenses, obviously, and any one of those, I guess, could have been hit. It doesn't seem to have been hit seriously or caused any serious damage. There's no word of casualties or anything of that nature. And in fact, we can get into this, Iranian media seems to be state-affiliated media, and media affiliated with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps seems to be going out of its way to minimize what happened here. And I think that may be some expectation setting on their part. The other, I guess, piece of this is that there was a report of an Israeli attack in southern Syria against a Syrian military.